Good morning, Jack.
Morning.
How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's an early one.
It's an early morning.
Early podcast.
But we're here because we...
woke up at 8 a.m. for this damn podcast.
8 a.m.
Was this a real job?
I know. That's what it's starting to feel like. But we have to remember, it's not. Watching us.
Shut
watching
up!
Advert.
I'm talking. Anyway, welcome to the Shut Up I'm Talking podcast. It's episode number 10 or something.
10. We made it, mate, to double digits.
We made it to double digits.
Ooh.
I feel like it's my birthday.
Neither of us being a wrong'un.
Yeah, 10 weeks without one of us being outed as a wrong'un and having a podcast is hard.
That is, I can't even think of another one that's done that.
I just bit the skin on my lip and I felt it pull and tear and I went, ow.
Oh, no, man.
My lip might bleed that this episode. It might happen.
Oh, it is.
It is bleeding. I felt the beginning. Got bleeding lip. This episode, the bleeding lip episode, they're calling it. That's okay. Anyway, look. Welcome.
Who's they? Stop sucking on that
Sorry,
blood, man.
Getting all that blood out.
Like a vampire, but
blood
not
is
even
delicious.
A sexy one. Just, what?
It is. It tastes like pennies.
No, it tastes like, yeah, like gone off orange juice.
It's not the thing I said at all.
Like, yeah, and gone off orange juice does taste like pennies.
Can you tell this is an early morning episode?
I'm just saying.
Look, we'll get into it. Tom, I'll actually start myself. I was going to ask you what your worst moment of the week
was. What's your worst moment of the week?
But I actually want to start
this
week.
That's our segment.
Because guess what?
What?
You're the worst moment of my week, Tom.
What the hell?
You are the worst moment of my week. This Saturday, our good friend, Average Harry, Harry Tornado Benstead, full government, lives in a... definitely can't have. I forgot this isn't a video and we can't easily edit that. Just censor it very heavily or something. Just put a big blur.
Yeah, beep. Don't include
anyway.
His address.
Yeah, that was his postcode. He invited us to a little dinner to meet his girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
he wanted all of us to meet his girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend.
No, he is public about the fact he has a girlfriend, just not who she is.
Okay.
But anyway, so he has this girlfriend whose name I won't say. And he wants us to meet her all. Now, I'm going to say something here. I am 99% sure everyone at the dinner had met her before.
Yeah.
Every single person. I don't know why he said, I want everyone to meet her, so can we please go to dinner?
It was a nice get-together.
It was lovely, but literally...
It was a pleasant and lovely dinner. Where am I the worst moment here?
Well, hang on. One, I didn't like his silly excuse. Tell us the real reason you want to have a dinner, because it isn't to meet your girlfriend. We all went on holiday with her to Amsterdam, and Eleanor was there, and I thought, oh, maybe Eleanor's. Eleanor met her before any of us did. He took her to one of Eleanor's parties, like, really early on. So we've all met her. There wasn't a single person who hadn't met her. The fibber.
Okay, all right.
So what? That's already.
So Harry's organised a pleasant dinner with friends.
I'm already figuring everyone's out to get me at this dinner, because that's the only reason he could be organising things under deceit. Anyway, okay. So I arrive. We have some nice Mexican food, Dos Sombreros in Brighton. It's very nice.
Nice.
I had a burrito. It's delicious.
Me too.
You did. Chili con carne
Why
burrito.
Did you like look at me like?
Had
I'm
to make
like
sure
I'm
you weren't
lying.
This whole dinner
this?
Was built
what,
on lies.
You're describing a pleasant evening
and anyway,
with your friends, your best friends.
We go to dinner at 6 p.m. Tom says, oh, actually, I've got a little show to be at 7:30. What show was it again?
It was a stand-up gig. No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was. It was someone else's stand-up
But it wasn't,
gig,
you weren't performing.
I said it with too much smugness.
You're just going to watch.
Yeah, but it was a friend, so we were on the
guest list. Oh, you were on the guest list.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, Tom says he has to leave 7:30 stat. Yep. All right. So we eat our food. Luckily, we have wrapped our food by then, right? We've eaten. And Tom, Molly, Harry, and his girlfriend all look at me and go, Jack, can you pay our part of the bill? Because we've got to leave. Little do they know, I got to leave soon too, but that's fine. I'll hang around. I'll pay your damn bill. So
If Tubbo hadn't skived it, we would have asked him.
Yeah, I know. Tubbo did skive the dinner.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But he knew it was all built on lies.
I went, all right, fine. Fine, you lot. I'll pay your damn bill, but I'm going to take a picture of the receipt. You send me a little bit back. Harry, in the moment, in the dinner, sends me £40 straight out. He goes, that's probably enough, but if it isn't, let me know. And you know what? He was pretty much dead on. He owed me £43. That's fine. What does this guy do? He leaves the dinner. I have since sent him the receipt.
Mate, I sent you £30.
Saying, pay me. Wait, you did?
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. This is going to be a really awkward worst moment.
I sent you £30.
I thought you hadn't paid me back yet.
Which is already more than I owed you because of the £3 that I should have taken off, but I didn't.
Oh, did you not?
I sent you £33 in total.
Oh, you... Yeah, Simon's. Yep. Well, never mind. I got over it. Worst moment of the week quelled. Everyone has paid me back. I thought Tom owed me 30 quid. I was going to kick off at him on the podcast, but
there it is. I paid you back.
There's my bank statement and, yep, Tom Simon's £30. So I'm over it. What's yours? No, I've had a great week. I've had an excellent week, mate, because I've got everything I need. Got all my money. Had a lovely evening, actually. It was a great dinner.
You're a dickhead, man.
Tell me you wouldn't do the same if I owed you money.
Yeah, no,
if you even thought I owed you money, which again, it would turn out that I didn't, but yeah.
And let's not forget that I was deducted £3 because Jack said to me, and I quote, Tom, I bet you can't name 40 Kanye songs by memory. And I did. And last night before bed.
You did do that. It was a bit sad, but also impressive.
Just to see how many I could do. I was sat alone in my room and I named as many Bruce songs as I could.
Mm.
65.
Wow.
I know. That is amazing. I'm amazing.
That is very good. I think I know a lot of songs, but I'm not good at the names of them. I couldn't tell you the names of these songs.
Hey. Hey, no, shut up, I'm talking. It's my worst moment of the week now.
Did you check the plan?
I checked the plan and I realised, why the hell is he talking over my bit?
Go on then, what's your worst moment of the
segment,
week?
The whole crux of this segment is it throws over to me.
I thought I'd got away with it this week.
It's a two-part segment.
It is a segment we do every week, but Tom always feels the need to tell everyone that.
This is what happened.
Okay.
I accidentally crushed a kid.
to death or is he alive?
I really hurt him.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's all right, but I hurt him.
How?
I'll tell you in just a moment. I was having a very...
Sumo wrestling?
I was having a very bad day. Stop. Stop. Shut up. I'm talking.
Sorry, I've just really been into sumo wrestling recently and I figured I could work it in. Sorry.
So, I realised I wasn't a normal
So I'm having a great
way to
week.
Go
I'm
about
so
that.
Elated after I found out I got paid. Just feeling great. Sorry.
I was having a pretty bad day, all right? I'd gone up to London for a long, long shoot that overran in time. It was time to get back, right? You already know about that.
I know the shoot, yeah.
So I was having a long, bad day. I had a bad morning. It was a horrible grey day. I had to get back down from Brighton to London. And I probably could have fancied out and got an Uber and then billed them. But I don't know what it was. I just didn't have the heart to do that. Something in my heart that day was...
No, you know
I was just like... I felt... And this is the weird thing. I felt a real urge in my head. I went, if my fans can't do it, then I shouldn't do it either. And I thought, that's really weird because I do loads of things all the time that my fans can't do. But alas...
Like entertain and be entertaining.
What the hell? No, our fans are so entertaining. You're entertaining, guys. Try and ignore him. But yeah, so I was...
To the audio listeners, I did a look to camera... So my famous Jack looks. You're really missing out
on the
audio side of it.
Shut up, man. Shut up, I'm talking. Oh, yeah, I used it.
You worked in like four times. So it's great.
It's sick, isn't it?
So yeah, you're on the train.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm like, I'm going to go home because I should get the train ticket. It's already bought. I shouldn't just get an Uber, which is weird because I would usually. I just had a real pang of ground. I said, no, this will work out right for me. I have to do this.
Okay.
So I get on the fucking underground. Right? It's cramped. It's past the end of rush hour. I'm miserable. I've had a miserable day. I'm feeling proper miserable, proper low. And I sit down, I plop down onto one of the chairs and I just hear a, ah! And what I've done is I've plopped down with my left arm first and put my entire body weight on a seven-year-old's arm. And his arm was out here. And I go, oh no! And I go, oh, mate, I'm so sorry. And he glares at me, this little boy. And his mum sat opposite and she's got a baby. And I'm thinking, God, they have enough on. And I'm sat here now hurting their boy.
Attacking their boy.
And I go, oh. And the worst part is, and this really what has upset me, he had like a creeper shirt on.
Oh.
So if I hadn't have heard him, I would have been like, that's a cool game.
That's it. Lost viewer.
I would literally would have been like,
he's never gonna like you. He's never watching your videos.
I felt like such because it was a 7-year-old and he properly was like that and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry. I called him man as well. I didn't know what you call a little boy. Maybe pal or champ.
I'm so sorry, little boy.
But I called him. Oh, you're right, man. Like he's like a 20-year-old. He was not. He was like seven. So I felt so bad.
Maybe he felt good about that though.
No, he
ignored me. What
about
you say big boy? They're like being,
oh, Jesus.
They're like being big boys.
So I'm so sorry.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a bigger
boy.
All right,
I'll try that. Oh, I'm so sorry, big boy. So you didn't feel right, did it?
Yeah.
No, you're so wrong.
That you know what? When I was in school, I distinctly remember some kid walking past and someone going to call him a combination of big man and like Like, I don't even know what the other one, and he just called him big boy by mistake, and it felt like, it looked like he was really trying to insult him. He'd already like nudged into him and he went, sorry, big boy. It was like horrible. And I just, and I almost like laughed because I was like, I could tell he didn't mean it.
It's funny.
But yeah.
But Jack, so this is my worst moment. At this point, my life's low.
Crushed a boy.
And then I get on the train back.
Wait, crushing the boy wasn't the worst moment.
You know, I'm now simmering in that. I'm like, fucking hell, this is just a bad day. And I'm getting home. And then I get on the Gatwick Express, and then it turns out it's not going to go straight to Brighton. There's a stop at Haywards Heath for 20 minutes. And I'm just feeling fucking miserable, Jack. But this worst moment, similarly to yours, is a story of redemption.
Ooh.
As I get into Brighton Station, and it's 11 p.m. My allotted Terraria time is 2 hours gone now. I was going to play so much Terraria. I'm just like, this is fucking miserable. And I get in, and I see a man with the cutest dog strapped to his chest. A dog strapped to his chest only in Brighton. And I think, man, what I wouldn't do to just go and cuddle that dog right now. That is what, and as I'm walking past, I'm like, but that's not how the world works, is it? You can't just go up to someone with a dog on the chest and be like, let me have a go. And then the man with the dog on his chest goes, are you Tommy in it? And I go, yes, I am. You've got a dog on your chest, man. And he goes, yeah. And I go, can I just have a bit of play with it? And he's like, all right. And so I'm just stood there in this station. He must have thought I was fucking deranged. I was just stood there in this station, just stroking his dog like, you have no idea how much I needed this. Just stroking his dog. I hurt a boy. I've had a bad day. Stroking his dog. I got a photo of him.
Really?
Yeah. Show you, man.
Oh, Patreon picture. We love our little Patreon pictures.
All right, you're over.
Pleasure the Patreon. You get a little picture. Now.
Look, where was this photo I got with this boy? Oh, look, I was so happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is a lovely dog.
Great dog. I was just...
When he turns that around, remember to blur that so we have value still when he goes on the Patreon. Otherwise, we're going to have pauses.
Shut up.
No one skimmers skimming for the picture.
those dirty skimmers.
Dirty skimmers we have on our episodes looking for the Patreon pictures during the episode.
The pee-pees.
The pee-pees. You're not going to see our pee-pees. Not on this podcast.
What happened there? Pipe cast, did you say?
I panicked.
I was walking home and I thought, I knew I was right. Something in the universe told me to get on that train and go home. And even though it was miserable and I stuck it out, I got to hang out with a guy who had a dog on his chest. And I was so grateful for my fans that, because I thought in no other world would I get to hang out with a man with a dog on his chest ever.
Maybe that's lovely.
And then I thought, no, but because of my fans, I do. And I felt eternal gratitude. And then I went home and slept really well.
Oh, you had a good sleep?
Yeah, well, good, because I was so exhausted emotionally and physically.
Yeah, I suppose crushing boys.
I felt so low in that
tough
moment.
Work. Tough work.
Not everyone has the weight for it, but I do now.
Why is that? Is it because you've been going gym?
It's because... Oh, no, I see how you did that. You perfectly transitioned into our next topic.
God, and you adding the little tidbit afterwards really helped it going smooth. You were the lube this ship needed.
Yes, it's true, Jack. It's true. You've probably been reading it on the tabloids.
TMZ.
I have a new gym routine.
What, TMZ been following you to the gym?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, what's your gym routine? What do you say?
First of all, back off. I'm all about privacy. TMZ.
Yeah, you've been watching the Kanye. You've been watching the Kanye clips, huh?
What?
He hates TMZ.
Or Tyler, the Creator's new song, Noid, in which he is about...
He seems to hate TMZ, yeah.
And that's me. They call us the big three. TT and K.
So your gym routine.
Yeah,
hit us with it. What have you been doing?
Well, Aaron, I said to Aaron one night, oh, Aaron, man, I'd like to get wham. Because Bruce got really wham.
Wham, for those who don't know, is someone who's very muscular, big. Dench.
I didn't say I'd like to get big. I said I'd like to get wham.
Wham is big though. That's like, it's toned and muscular. That's what wham
sure.
people are.
Big to me is different.
Okay.
But that's just a person-to-person thing.
That is. Language is difficult.
Neither of us are wrong on either side of this argument.
Just like politics.
Just like politics. But yeah, so Aaron, I say Aaron, our mate, and you know Aaron, he takes the gym very seriously. Aaron is my roommate. And I go, can I help me? And he goes, okay. And then I wake up the next morning, he sent me the app, Daily Strength, and then the plan, big, 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 it's called. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 a.m., I'm in the gym for 48 minutes. initiating plan.
Is that big, it? Big, just 48? Is that all it takes?
It's a dense 48 minutes, Jack. It is dense.
Big, big, big. What do you do during big, big, big?
Six intensive workouts each morning. Some of them have a warm-up rep, so that's four sets or rep. I can never remember what's a rep or a set or a...
Thing is, reps is just one individual thing of the thing. A set is
Sets with 12 reps, sometimes 10.
Depends on the day you're having.
Well, no, it depends on what big, big, big tells me.
Have you gotten big, big, bigger?
I am noticing when we were at this Los Sombreros dinner,
yeah.
Freddie went, wow, Tom, you're really chunking out. And I went, cheers, Fred.
Didn't quite say that in the kindest way you could have done.
I said, cheers, Fred.
I noticed you got a little bit more forearm going on.
Oh, and Jack, it's only...
I noticed you got those sleeves rolled up.
It's only going to get big, big, bigger from there, okay?
Wow.
Wait until 4 weeks' time. Tommy in its physical transformation is going to... blow you away.
Just gonna do like a shirtless episode. You're just gonna come in and go, yeah, I just didn't really feel like clothes today.
Didn't feel like it. I'm gonna be one of those dicks in summer who walks around without a top, but it won't be summer, it'll be winter.
And then you'll be cooler.
Oh yeah. But you know, I just needed a project.
Didn't have enough on? Podcast and
for the morning. Yeah, well,
comedy,
you know,
and Terraria, clearly.
Terraria's been a real undertaking. But no, I wanted another.
That's fine. Do you want to know a bit about my little gym? I go gym. I'm a gym guy.
Do you? Because you didn't go once on tour.
Oh, no, I don't do it when I'm on tour.
Okay.
I've got enough on.
Sure.
I don't find the gym enjoyable at all. Let that be known.
Really?
I hate going.
I like the gym.
No, I like going for boxing. But when I go boxing, my trainer is there, Charlie. Shout out, Charlie. Charlie, my trainer, he's there to train me and keep me motivated. If I go by myself, there's no Charlie. There's just an empty hall of machines.
Yeah, but you put in music and you get into the... You know, like in Soul when he's playing the piano and he zones out and it's this like a magical...
That's great. I could play music and do something way more enjoyable than get tired. Like, you know.
It's a great feat. It actually energizes you more.
No, it doesn't.
It does by the
end
of the
day. You don't box, man. That is like the most...
Yeah, I don't box because I'm not an idiot.
They say boxing is the most... like the biggest way to build like cardio and stuff because it's just so strenuous on like so many parts of the body.
Yeah, I'm really seeing it pay off.
The cardio, man, you're an idiot. Yeah, cardio is your endurance, your stamina. I can go for hours. Hours and hours I go for. I go for hours in a way you probably go for seconds or minutes.
Seconds.
Hours.
That's great, man.
And I hit real hard. You don't want to fight me, man. Seriously, I'd knock you out.
That's fine.
You, I've sized you up. You'd hit the canvas, all right? No. That's the sort of ability I have. I just throw one of these. I didn't throw it very well because I'm confined to a chair with a microphone, but I throw one of those. It's called
Bloody
the right
hell.
Hook. You heard of the right hook, buddy?
I have now, yeah. So what is this? What are you...
I do pad sessions. I usually do around five, maybe six. They're only about 3 minutes each. 2-3 minutes. If I'm going full intensity, just the whole time, just whack, whack, whack. I'm just throwing my arms around.
Action too, don't you? It just make you feel strong.
Makes me feel incredibly strong on account of the strength that I put behind them.
Aww.
I'm just saying, if I punch, there's some glass to our right. If I was to punch that glass, there'd be no more glass, just shards, right?
Okay.
Because that's the sort of power I have.
That's good.
The thing is, you may have unlocked a little bit of strength. You may look a bit bigger, but all your gym is artificial. You're just trying to make yourself look big, big, bigger.
But when the apocalypse happens...
You know what I'm getting? I'm getting faster, stronger, more endurance. I can fight. I have combat skills like you'd never believe. My strength is hidden.
Combat skills?
It's hidden within my small frame.
Tiny, tiny frame.
And it's a bigger frame, by the way. My shoulders and my arms, they've filled out.
I'm looking at you right now.
Not since I had my fight. I've maintained that sort of... I've actually dropped a little bit of weight. I got a bit smaller after my fight. At the peak of my performance, I was sought after.
Fight you!
Everyone. Anyone who wanted someone that looked amazing. That's how I looked. I miss the man I was. Sometimes I look... Sometimes I look in the mirror and a tear falls down my face. Because I'm scared of the man in the mirror now, Tom. I'm scared of him. Because I know the beast within. I look in the mirror and I see a man capable of damage and harm. And you know what? He isn't just capable, Tom. He enjoys it. It brings a tear to my fucking face because the world is less safe now I've been in the gym. Since I got in the gym, the world has become a scary, dark, fucking dangerous place. What's it become since UK got in the gym? It's been the same old fucking world, Tom. Same old world. You're not saving anyone, not from me. You can go to the gym as much as you like. This world's still in peril. Oh. So that's my gym routine.
Yeah.
What's the next topic?
All right, yeah. So this was guess what, Jack? This was on my bad day.
Oh, on your bad day?
On my bad day, before...
Because you rang me up on your bad day, told me all about the day, and then went, oh, and you told me this.
All right, so this... First of all, there was one point of refuge on my bad day, which was finally I had an Itsu in Victoria Station.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say something about this as well. This pissed me off. In the Victoria Station, you know, when you're done with your Itsu, you just have to leave. If anyone doesn't know, Itsu, we love Itsu. We love Itsu.
Tom really likes Itsu.
We love Itsu.
I think Itsu's like decent. I love it.
It is this amazing noodle sushi restaurant that they do. What?
The sushi isn't noodles. He's just saying they do both noodles and sushi.
I said that.
No, you said noodle sushi.
I said noodle and sushi restaurant.
There was no and. Sorry.
Shut up! I'm talking! This is the first episode where we've truly lived up to that name. But guess what, buddy? It's one-sided.
Yeah, I'm just so excited.
How much caffeine have you had?
No, I don't drink caffeine. It gives me anxiety.
You need a bit of anxiety. You need humbling by your own thoughts. You need to crumble to the palace in your own mind. No.
So it got me in the gym, and we all know what happened then. Just to combat the anxiety. But now I'm just combating anything. So anyway, you're in
Itsu.
You're
on a roll today, aren't
you? We like Itsu. Yeah.
So I'm in this fucking Itsu, and guess what, pal? And this pissed me off. In any other Itsu, when you're done with your Itsu, you put it in the bin. But at this one, because it's a train station, and there might be a terrorist... I shouldn't do the the hand...
Probably not. They do exist. They're out there.
Not for long.
Not if I get my hands on them. But anyway.
So because they reckon about these terrorists, they won't let me bin my Itsu. I have to leave it on the table and watch the poor man come out and take it. And I've just left it like a dickhead. And I was thinking, let me tell you what I wrote.
Let me explain this link really quickly, because you've not explained why terrorists mean you can't bin your Itsu. They don't put bins in train stations in case someone puts a bomb in the bin.
Just put the bins back in at least Itsu. Because no one is bombing an Itsu. It's an Itsu. They're brilliant. They're a place. They're like a what are they called? A pool, a river, a lake in the desert. A lake in the desert, that's what an Itsu is. In the desert that is London, and you're walking through and you're miserable, there's a lake. It's an Itsu. And it's where you go for hydration. And I had a Zen water at my Itsu. Oh, this lovely cucumbery water.
Oh, I hate that.
It got old after a while.
I like cucumber water, but theirs is weird.
Shut up, man.
No, it is.
Shut.
It's odd.
Just because you think you're all big now, because you can fight people, doesn't mean you can go around fighting with your words, mate.
I'm not fighting, I'm just saying. There's something about it.
No, because we're going to get the Itsu sponsor after this, so don't be... I've literally just told terrorists to not go for Itsu. They're going to be like, oh yeah, these guys. Itsu once sponsored me, you know, but they didn't really sponsor me. They just sent me some gyoza. Because I messaged them on Instagram 5 times. Going, Clav... Can you sponsor me? And they went, we can't sponsor you, Tommy, in it, but we'll give you some gyoza. But it came with an Itsu bag. So I've got an Itsu.
All the fucking delivery from Itsu comes in an Itsu bag.
No, this one was leather. Not leather, sorry. I don't know what it is.
Was it a tote bag?
Between leather and plastic. No, it was sort of felt. I don't know what you call it.
Felt?
I don't know what the description
is. What the fuck is this thing?
It's a little bag, but it's like a proper
this
bag.
Suede?
Like one of them Deliveroo driver's bags. But not the paper bag, like a step above that, but a step below leather. Like, it's in the middle tier. If you have cobalt and then a manatite, this is a mithril bag, if we're talking in Terraria terms.
Put it in Terraria terms, there we go.
There you go.
I get it now. God almighty.
But yeah, this is what happened in the station. So this point, pissed off because there's not a bin, and I've just had to watch this man. I felt like such an upper-class dickhead with this man coming out and looking at me like this as he goes to put it in there. Then I go to have a wee. I'm stood in this urinal. I'm having a wee. This man stands next to me already. There's a lot of urinals. Come on, pal. And he just leans over and has a little eye at my pecker. I couldn't believe it, Jack. He just had a peep. And I went, but I was listening to calming Bruce music to try and calm me down because of the anger I was feeling. I don't know why I called it a pecker, but...
It's all right. Yeah. I liked it. It's a good little word. I haven't heard it used in a few years. He looked at your pecker.
I wrote this down right after he did it. Some just peeked over at me in the urinal as I was shaking. Just had a peep. What a pervert.
You were mid...
But this is what became... Because what...
Shake.
What, and I told Molly about this in the evening.
Maybe he was worried you were wanking.
He was. Because I shake for a long time and very aggressively.
Oh my God, he was checking you were having a... Mate! Oh no, you're the weirdo now.
No, I'm not.
I know it's weird to look.
Listeners,
but like,
listeners
if I
around the world,
was
you
next to me,
know
I
that I have urinational problems and you know I have to shake for a little bit longer because there might be a little dab if I crouch over and it pops out. So... You know that I have to shake for a little while longer. And this man, as he came over, he only stood as I was in the long shaking process. And so he came over and I was like this. And he stood next to me and he went, but then I glared at him.
Oh my God. I really thought you'd been pervert. And this guy was just making sure he wasn't like...
Obviously, I'm not going to have a wank at a urinal. I was my day wasn't going that bad.
That's probably what he thought. And then you'd been there for a while doing this. He went, hang on, this guy's having a wank at the urinal.
All right. You want to talk about smart homes?
Oh, my house is so fucking smart.
Yeah.
Seriously. I said when I was just a boy, when I was living with my parents, I said, when I move out and get my house, my big house, I...
You never said that. You never...
No, this is true. I mean, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but roughly I said, right. I want to make my house a smart home. I want to be able to talk to Alexa. There's none of them in this room, right? I'm not going to cause a bit of mischief.
No.
I want to go, Alexa.
But audio listeners, be careful. Put in your headphones. Because your sweet baby Alexa might...
I'm going to go, Alexa, turn off my lights. Alexa, turn on my TV. Alexa, wash my dishes. Like, I want to be able to...
you lazy prick.
I just want to be able to voice command shit. I like that all my house is like synced up.
So what do you do, Alexa? What? Give me some
examples. So I got an Alexa in every room. Right, I can do across the house music. This is great. When I wake up in the morning, I say, Alexa, good morning. She pops on the lights in the bedroom and then she just starts playing music throughout the house. So then I can just go have a shower. And then as I go downstairs, my music is playing in every room.
How many Alexas do you have?
How many rooms? Five.
You have five Alexas?
Yeah, one for each room.
Are they the good ones?
No. Some of them are the cheap ones.
That little dickhead.
How little? What?
The little one that's like that. It's like a mug.
No, none of them are like a mug.
Like that one.
What on earth are you... What shape are you making? Audio listeners, I try and describe this to you, but it's fucking incomprehensible. He's doing like
this shape.
I think he's throwing up a set. Like, I think he's going to get...
This, like this.
We're banned from certain regions of the United States
like
now.
This, mate. A circle, and then it's got the dots on. Echo Dot.
Oh, it's gone. That's out of commission. Gone.
Well, I've got some at home if anyone wants
it. We have the Echo Spot now.
Fucking hell.
So we have a few Echoes. No, we have the Echo... Well, there's one that's like branded as an alarm clock. It has a little screen on it so you can see the time.
Yeah.
We have that one in most rooms. Ooh. I've got just a standard Echo in my office because I like the sound quality. And we've got one of the ones with the screens in the kitchen so that when I'm cooking, I can watch House on Prime Video. And the screen follows me. It has a camera and it follows
me. See, I just like living a real life that's not shrouded in,
it's playing music.
That's listening to me at all times. Every single thing you say is going to be used against you.
Tom?
Yeah?
Just check your pocket for me.
Apple would never do that to me. Apple are good men.
I'm going to tell you a story, right? When I was in school, I had read that that your phone's listening to you. Yeah. I'd read this and I thought, no way. There's no way they'd listen to us. We'd be up in arms. So I didn't believe it. And then I read a thing that said you can check all the advertising keywords that Instagram has tracked on you and that they use to target ads. You can find it. It's just in your settings. You go in, data set, and it'll give you every single thing, every topic, hundreds, right? And that morning on the way to school, just before I checked that, I was with Sarge, my good friend Sarge. Shout out, Sarge.
He's coming up a lot at the minute.
He's staying with me at the moment. Yeah. So, and I was with my good friend Sarge, and I said, I wonder where Eddie Murphy's been. At the time, Eddie Murphy had not been in anything in a long time. And he'd been in a lot in my childhood. He was in Shrek. He was in Meet Dave. Like, he was in, you know, so many movies. Okay. I was like, where the fuck's Eddie Murphy? When the fuck have I ever mentioned Eddie Murphy prior to this? Sure. Never. I just, in random thought, I mentioned Eddie Murphy. I then check my Instagram advertising data. One of the targeted keywords for my ads, Eddie Murphy.
So you did a little self-experiment there.
No, I didn't do it on purpose. But when I opened the target ads and saw Eddie Murphy, I'm like, oh, it's listed. I've not Googled him. I've not thought, I've not seen anything. I just had this independent thought that I spoke aloud and my phone knows. They're absolutely
But
listening.
Why is my phone not always recommending me? Because I'm always on about me.
Probably a bit smarter than that. Oh. Probably knows quite well that, you know, some intense algorithms involved.
All right. Well, anyway.
You're just moving on from my smart home.
No, I'm just saying.
Just moving on.
So you have this house that listens to you.
It listens to me. It does all sorts. I can tell it to put on the mood lighting. I have a little laser lamp it puts it on. Oh, it turns on my damn TV. Turns on my TV. I got a Ring doorbell. Whenever someone rings my door, I can go, I'm not in right now. Put the package down. That usually means I'm in bed and I can't be bothered to get up. If in the morning a package shows up, I go, oh, sorry. I'm at work, man. I'm at work. Just leave the package there. And I go get it in the next sort of 15 to 20.
I think you're a lazy little boy.
And the reason I wanted to bring this on the podcast is because I just had a very strong feeling you would be very against this idea.
I'm very against it.
And I don't get it. All I'm doing is making my life convenient. All my stuff syncs up. Because the thing is, I want to get a lot of lamps and mood lighting. It makes houses look pretty. But if I have to go around and turn off every lamp individually when I go to bed, it's going to take forever. But if I just have one little thing that I can go, hey, Alexa, turn off all the lights. It just goes,
I like using the app on my phone, but it's the Alexa's where I draw the line.
Why? Why don't you like talking to her?
I don't like someone that's listening to me all the time.
But I just established that your phone is.
No, I trust my phone. My phone's not going to do nothing bad with it.
Well, ask Siri then.
I don't trust Amazon.
Why don't you ask Siri?
Hey Siri.
I have. Watch this.
No, I don't need you to show me that you've set up your
Hey Siri. Oh. No, not you. Wrong one.
Anyway, mate, Mom I'm just not.
It turns out, but someone's is.
It's just stupid. I don't like having a smart house. It gives me the ick. If I went round to someone's house and they had a smart house, I'd go, no thanks.
I'm always impressed that I was inspired by our good friend James Frames.
Oh, yeah.
Very smart home. Intelligent home. The Albert Einstein of homes he has. And I was blown
away.
What's
he have in his house?
Just got all his lamps set up and just like different mood lighting and stuff. It just looks lovely.
I get the coloured LED lamps.
And the multi-room music is the two big things.
No, just have a speaker you carry around. You do.
Why would I carry it?
I've got my little speaker I pair up every morning to my phone.
Like as I'm doing my tasks, as I'm doing household chores.
That's what I do.
Yeah, but your house is currently like, when I had like an apartment like you, it was fine.
Now you're just house shaming, are you?
No, I'm not house shaming.
Mr. I've got a big house.
No, but my house is larger now.
Just
and
have
one
a speaker.
Speaker wouldn't cover it. It wouldn't cover the house.
You should use your iPhone speaker. It's better than you remember.
You know what? I was actually.
iPhones are beautiful.
I got a new phone and I was about to say that I tested out the speaker in the phone this morning. I played a little bit of music. Great. Excellent speaker
that.
In this phone.
Just use that.
But when I'm doing like household chores, it's nice to be able to walk into different rooms and it's like seamlessly transitions. Like the music's just always at the perfect volume as I walk between rooms, it just transitions. It's great.
It's just not for me, man. I just think, come on. Just come on, live in the real world.
I'm going to say, if you come to my house and you experience my multi-room sound,
it would probably be quite cool.
You'll be blown away. Maybe when I do my housewarming, come over and I'm just going to have the music blast.
You're not going to do a housewarming because you're moving for the next 3 months.
No, I'm going to do a housewarming once I'm done.
But you're never going to be done.
I will.
No, you won't.
2 weeks to a month.
My days.
And then I'll warm the house. Not warm it, it's cold. Cold, cold home.
It is a cold home. It's not that lovely.
It is lovely.
It's not that lovely.
You are so wrong.
It's not that lovely.
You are literally the wrongest person who ever lived.
Oh, mate. Oh, am I excited to show you this, Jack. So, this week, I know I've already told you about this a bit, but the weirdest thing I've ever done happened, right? Where I was, so I've been really excited to tell Jack about this all week because I'll wait to the podcast to tell you. Basically, I pinged awake after a dream one morning at 4 a.m. And I wrote down two notes in my phone, right? Now, one of these notes was what, like, a very, you know, in the sort of way that we'd watch David Lynch, quite a profound thing about
mm-hmm.
artistry and about that. And then the next note was insane. And I wrote them in quick succession. And I genuinely, and ever since I wrote the note, I've been like, oh my God, that perfectly describes something I've been feeling for so long. I've been wanting to connect with. And it's been mental, you know, like when we watched that properly. And then the next note is like, what? and I don't know how this came out of me. All right, so I pinged awake at 4:36 a.m.
Oh, wow, you got down to the minute.
The note is just called 4:36 a.m. And I wrote this down exactly as it is. All right, and then I did two line breaks and wrote the next one. You ready? This is like about, you know, I wrote, there is something magic about my early videos, especially the Dream SMP. And there is something magic now with my stand-up. I don't know what it is, but it is there. I've spent many years trying to chase that magic, to recreate it. All I have found is you must just listen for it, then follow its path when you hear its whisper.
Wow.
You know?
That is lovely, yeah.
And then two line breaks. And I have to emphasize to you, this is one long sentence. Okay. I'm sorry, it's just ridiculous. Okay. The Dream SMP interpretive show in real life. Me in the audience. A live story that includes everyone. An experience show that breaks everything. And form you have about shows. What? Breaks everything and form. What is my... How did I write those two things? And then I went back to bed and I've never been back there since. Other than waking up in the morning going, what did I write? Oh, yeah, that's cool.
The Dream SMP.
And then going, what?
The Dream SMP live experience.
The Dream SMP interpretive show. In real life, me in the audience, a live story that includes everyone, an experience show that breaks everything, and form you have about shows.
I love that like actually sounds like some like half asleep, like utter, like doesn't even really make sense. And the first one makes perfect sense. It's like perfect sentence structure flows.
Yeah.
And it's like you, like at this point, you'd already fallen back, almost back to sleep. And you're like, and
it's then follow its path when you hear its whisper. It's such a like well wrote.
It's poetic.
I know. And then two line breaks. The Dream SMP interpretive show in real life. It just like freaked me out so much in the morning.
I like that. Well, I'm looking forward to the Dream SMP live interpretive show.
Do you want to know how I got this, right? I had a dream because I can remember the dream really vividly. It was a dream and it was, I was on stage and Bo Burnham came and sat in the audience. And then I came and sat next to him. And then we went outside and did a car chase. But...
Were you in the same car or were you chasing him?
I can't remember. Well, no, it was just a chase actually around a fountain. But we were both holding the mic still as the audience sat inside. We ran back in through the audience, back onto stage.
Wait, I thought it was in the crowd.
Yeah, through the crowd. And then
no, I thought he was sat in the crowd.
No, I took him out the crowd and then we had our chase outside. Then
oh, it was
off.
Your show?
Yeah.
Right.
And then we came back on stage. And then I woke up and the first thing I thought was, wow, that was magical, but it wasn't my old videos. And it was similar to that feeling. What is it? Oh my God. And then I wrote that down. And then I went, I want to do something like that. And then I wrote, that's like, what an insane thing to think and to get that out of. You're looking at me a bit confused.
It's a peculiar dream.
It was all peculiar. It's that I had that dream and then that made me to have this very...
Yeah, you sort of like gathered two things from it. And one of them was like, The joy I feel when creating certain things is something I must pursue. And the other one was, this show was incredible. Live Dream SMP show. I really like that you sort of took like both poetic and literal meaning, and one of them was bullshit and the other...
It was really weird.
I like that.
I've never done that before.
I might start noting that. I don't have many dreams, as you know.
Lessons you learn from your dream.
Yeah, I should try and note them down. But the only one I remember distinctly to recent memory was the one I did for your video. And I'm just like, monstrous little boy.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a great video.
He was a monstrous little boy, though.
This is another thing I wrote down this week. I became very observant this week because it wasn't too long between our podcasts. Do you know now, I just don't need any stimulation.
What, to shoot?
What do you mean shoot? What was that? I don't... What was that?
You know, you just do it through willpower alone? I don't get it.
What are you on about?
How do you... I need a little stimulation.
What are you on about?
What are you on about?
Like when I'm on a plane.
Oh! Yeah. No, so yes. So, you're just saying you're content with your sort of thoughts.
Now we'll sit on a plane. I've done it. I think the longest I can go is 15 hours and I just listen to music.
You raw dog the plane. That's what they were calling it. It was a challenge for a while on TikTok. People were raw dogging
flights. I've been doing that for like 2 years.
Music allowed for the raw dogging.
No, I listen to music all the time. But I literally just sit here for 15 hours listening to music like that.
I can do that.
No, you can't.
I do that.
You scroll. I've been sat next to you. And you scroll and you. Yes, you
planes,
do.
Just
you always
music.
Buy the Wi-Fi on the plane, and I've watched you scroll.
I usually buy it. For
you always scroll.
No.
Yes, you do.
One.
I've been sat next to you.
A lot of times, socials don't work. So that's bullshit. BS. That's one thing.
And text. I don't text anyone.
I have easily sat through many flights just listening to music maybe the odd intermittent nap.
I'm really cool for it, and you're really.
I've done it many, many times.
No, I'm really. I thought that was such a cool thing that I just.
That's why I do a lot. I just stare out the window. I can be very entertained on my own thoughts. I have great thoughts.
Yeah, me too. But I thought that was like my cool thing.
No, sadly, it's part of the creative mind, Tom.
Oh,
up there, that little machine, that little generator of thoughts. Ooh,
give us one.
A thought I've had right now, bear on it, unicorn bear with a horn. But he's doing ketamine bear. It's like that movie Cocaine Bear, but it's
ketamine uni bear.
And he's in uni. He's at a uni party doing ket. And he's just kind of like a chill guy, because like cocaine would turn a bear crazy, but ketamine would probably mellow him out.
Mellow ketamined up.
Yeah, so he just cuddles people and stuff. Like seriously, he's like the life of the UD. Everyone like fucks with him. But the problem is when he isn't on ketamine, he obviously is just a bear, and he has murderous tendencies. So he realizes the only way to stay in his good social stead is to take ketamine. But then obviously that he develops a harsh drug issue and he suffers the real, it's a movie all about really the downsides of ketamine. And the bear is just an allegory for people who feel reliant on it for social reasons. The bear's sort of murderous plight is just a way of making it more obvious to the viewer. It's a feature length film directed by Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
It's cinema. That's one of my ideas. You go, oh, wait, you can't beat that. Not uni bear. I actually patented that, so no one fucking make it. I'm seriously not even joking. Don't make that at all.
I can top that.
Do it.
A million ants.
All right,
you don't say more.
You just described the movie Ants.
Ants? It's a Pixar movie.
No, that's A Bug's Life.
It's got ants in. Not a million. My movie's got a million. Do you know how many animators we're going to need for that? A million. Or draw one ant. If all my viewers can please draw me one ant.
That would be pretty...
And then I'll put them all together in a collage. Now, tell me that isn't... That is, and that's an art piece. And I put that in France. That's amazing.
Yeah, maybe that would actually... If 15 million people came together and drew ants, they probably would.
No, 1 million. I said 1 million ants. 15 million is not real.
Oh, but you said all your viewers, which made it confusing.
Sure. I guess I was imagining more sort of current, concurrent, like my viewers, right? Of which there is, let's be honest, that, you know, a little bit less than 15, maybe more about 1 million. 700,000 people draw ants. Okay, 300,000 ants. We'll call it that.
Let's just call it like a handful of ants. Let's do it ourselves.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll draw 20 ants later. and like, yeah. And I'll stick them in France. I might
stick three or four on just to sort of get some variation.
All right. They can't. They've just got to be ants as well. They can't have.
I preferred Ketamine Bear. I know
a million ants is sick.
Yeah, but it's going to have a realistic sequence of a high, and drug Reddit is going to go crazy for it.
Yeah, but a million ants is an interpretive thing, because at first you think it's just a load of dots, then you realise they're little ants, collaged.
Yeah, but I'm just set, like, serious, and there's going to be a realistic depiction of a panic attack.
Yeah, so my ants are having, there's about 10 ants in there having a panic attack, because there's too many ants.
Every ant is having a panic attack, and they're all freaking the fuck out.
All right, well...
Vote in the comments which idea you preferred more. I think I know which one it is. So don't worry. Oh, I'm excited about this. Your thing is you don't need any stimulation. Guess how I've been stimulating myself recently? It isn't where you'd think. Because it's not even that, you pervs. It's I've been on a big nostalgia kick.
Oh yeah.
I've been really, nostalgia's my drug, not ketamine. I love nostalgia.
Oh yeah.
So much. I've been just reliving stuff that I used to enjoy. Me and Sarge, we sat down, me and my friend Sarge, a lot of Sarge stories at the minute. He maybe birthed my nostalgia a little bit. We put on some old, we used to be into dubstep. There's an artist we used to listen to called Cage Roo. It was a niche in the dubstep world. We weren't even on that mainstream dubstep.
Not on Darude Sandstorm.
No, we were deep in the rabbit hole. Okay. Deep. And we had Cage Roo. We listened to a bit of Cage Roo. It was dog shit, but we you know, it was something.
So you've been listening to dubstep.
I've been replaying.
You wrote this down.
The Lego games. I've been watching. I have obsessions. I get very deep into things for about a week.
I wonder what causes that.
Just being cool. I think it. There's a thing that someone suggested I might have called ASD, which I think is awesome source disorder. I think that might be causing it. That's what I heard. Anyway, so yeah, I've been really, really into the Lego games. If anyone grew up playing the Lego video games.
I did. I played Lego Marvel. That was my favourite.
Lego Marvel?
Yeah. That was my favourite one.
That one was all right. That was pretty good.
That was the best one because it had the best open world.
No, Lego Batman 2. First one to do open world, but wasn't topped, in my opinion. Marvel was pretty good.
No, because you have the train in Lego Marvel.
Yeah, that's
the train.
All right.
In Lego Batman, you have the Ferris wheel, which is cool, but you have the train.
I much prefer Lego Batman. I love running around as the Flash. He had such speed.
That is cool, but no way. Lego Marvel doesn't.
Nah, I didn't feel it. Not quite the same. I think I liked the darker setting of Gotham. Yeah. And I like. I also liked the novelty of it. I liked it was the first open world they ever did, and I liked experiencing that for the first time.
Joe was awesome in Lego Indiana Jones 2 when you could build your own bit at the end.
That's the only one I didn't really play.
Oh, that one had the best bit where you could build your own world. I love doing that.
You could do that in a few of them. It wasn't just Lego Indiana Jones 2. You could do it in Harry Potter.
Oh, fuck. I did not play Lego Harry Potter.
But yeah, I've been playing all the Lego, and I've been watching like Lego Batman speedrunning videos. I've been watching like, can you complete the Lego games without playing free play? I've been watching crazy. I'm down the rabbit hole deep.
Okay.
And then I started watching Minecraft videos again. Minecraft mod reviews. That was my shit when I was a kid.
What Minecraft videos are you watching?
Mod reviews specifically.
Which ones?
I watched someone review. Oh, I've done a few. I've been like, watching like old mods you forgot, and I've been like reviewing the old classics.
The Aether, that's the best one.
They didn't do that one. They did like slightly different ones, but the Aether has been mentioned. I did the immersive portals mod. You know that exists.
What's that?
It's where so when you light the Nether portal,
oh, you can see through the.
You
portal.
Can see straight through.
That's pretty sick.
That was pretty cool. I watched a little video about that. I've been watching all sorts, man. And there's no loading screens. You see straight through. You step straight through, and you're there.
That's brilliant.
It is cool, isn't it? And I've just been like, I've just been on this weird kick of like watching just shit I would have watched when I was like 10 years old. I don't know what it is, but I'm loving
the artist child within is being nurtured.
It's been nurtured. I've been playing Lego Star Wars the Complete Saga. Never grew up playing that. Wow. I played 1 and 2 separately, but then they combined them to make the Complete Saga.
Sounds like you've had a very nice, easy week.
No, not this week. This is
what?
I watched the videos this week. Lego Star Wars was a last week thing.
Okay.
It's coming back when Sarge leaves this week. But while he's been here, I thought I won't bore him with this Lego Star Wars shenanigans.
I've been, speaking of nostalgia, replaying Terraria on Master Mode.
You see, here you are,
but,
nostalgia.
But guess what, mate? Guess what? I decided I'd be the mage. I'm never the mage. I'm always melee or range. And I went.
I always used to go melee.
And it's really paid off. I've been having a lovely time being the magic. And you actually end up doing the most damage.
No.
It's really good. And I just got the Crystal Storm last night, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh. I read my next topic and I got instantly quelled of my rage. I wanted to express gratitude. I'm going to drop the bit.
All right.
I was just, I was doing a stream a few nights ago where I just sort of chatted for a bit. Because I was quite tired and I felt a little burnt out and I thought, oh, I don't really want to do a big content-y thing. And I thought, I'll just go live and just chat a bit. Kind of like what we're doing now, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
And I thought, what a fucking great job this is. And I think I came off a bit grumpy on that stream. I think I just felt like I came off a bit of a grumpy old man. And afterwards, I felt this like guilt of like, I feel like I should really express how grateful I am to be doing everything I'm doing. Mm. And sort of, you know, sometimes I sort of like look like I'm dogging on the things I came from. You know, the old Dream S&P and stuff. And I like to make a little bit of fun. I think there was some funny elements, but I'm ultimately very grateful for it all. And I wanted to just say a bit of a thanks.
Well, you're welcome.
Not to you at all.
On behalf of your fans. Because I consider myself one.
Oh, well, never. Oh, hang on. Nah, I feel horrible because that was lovely. Yeah, no, I just really like, I was like, oh, wow, this is like really, I think, I love this. It's great. It's really, really fun. The fact that I've been able to like, it's still a work week. I've still got a bunch done, but also have my friend just hang out and we just go and do like shit when I get some free time. I get to pick when my free time is and just the freedom of it all. And the fact that people are just sat there waiting for whatever artistic thing I want to do. That's great. And I just want to say cheers. So there you go. That was my little serious segment of the podcast.
I didn't feel any gratitude this week.
At all?
No.
Not for one thing.
Not at all, mate. I had a horror, except that man with a dog.
There you are.
I did a stand-up gig and I got fucking heckled, mate. I thought, this is all bullshit. Right.
It's part of the job.
No, mate, I was doing this gig.
Jimmy Carr, he thrives off it.
Oh, he's got a weird head.
He's just prepped with your mum's
jokes.
He's got
a weird head. His head is all weird.
What do you mean his head's weird?
Look at his head.
I've seen it.
Weird.
Oh, all right.
It is.
Well, anyway, so what's your...
Why did you...
I don't know. I've never noticed that his head's weird. Seems normal to me. He looks a little bit like a ventriloquist dummy. But that's just his general appearance and attire.
Oh, I feel a bit... I've been a bit horrible to Jimmy Carr now. But he's also...
Yeah, you're ruined. You're not getting nowhere in the comedy circuit now.
Oh, Jimmy, no, your head's... I can't lie. I just can't. It's a funny looking thing.
I'll have to have a look again.
I'll show you.
Really pay some attention.
Well, no, so I'm doing a gig to about eight to 12 people. And there's these two old men, like the dickheads from the Muppets, but like not funny. And they're really drunk. And they're just like, and the MC tries to deal with them. And he kind of like loses to them because they don't care. And they just keep talking to everyone's acts and they think they're so funny and they were just pissing me off. And some of the acts, oh, there was this woman who was doing it. She was like shuddering like that because they were harshing in the vibe and no one was having a go at them. So I got up there. One of them, they speak through my joke and I just went, like that really. It wasn't that intense actually, but in my head, it felt bigger. But I did that and that quietened down one of them. When I went, oh, you should be up here. You're well funny. But then the other one, he wouldn't quieten down. So what I did was I played my well romantic music. And I just got so in his face. I'm flirting.
Oh, I saw this. You posted it.
I was fucking intense with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left.
Did he leave? Was he not happy about you flirting?
He actually left after I flirted with him. Both of them did because it was too much.
Mm.
And I felt well proud of myself.
Made them hard. Probably got hard cocks and they couldn't
the
handle
fuck, mate?
How hard their cocks were.
What?
I know. Usually, if you act a little gay around someone and they're made uncomfortable, it usually means their cock's hard.
What are you on, man?
It's just a fact.
It's not a fact. It's a thing you've just said.
It's probably, and they were old too, so they don't get those often. So it probably really confused
him. Oh, no, I didn't make him hard.
You probably made him really sexually confused.
No, I didn't make him hard.
Did he leave?
He did. And initially he flirted back and then he got really defensive. Hard as rocks, he was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
Hard as fucking rock.
Hard as rocks.
I didn't want to make him hard. I just wanted him to stop being rude.
Win-win, then, I guess. He got hard. You got what you wanted.
And that's reframing.
Right then. Oh, is that it?
Well.
What are we doing? Where's that worm?
Where's that fucking worm?
He's got his foreskin on. Let me take it off.
How's he doing?
It's a bit...
For anyone, he doesn't have foreskin on, he has a small bit of wrapping.
I've took his lid off.
He lobbed the worm!
No, his lid came off.
Oh, okay.
His lid came off with the...
That was a horrid sound. The thud. It's on like an... He's going to fall, mate. You need to take better care of this worm.
No, sorry, he wasn't going to fall. He was perfectly stable, but his lid came off when I was trying to...
Can I have a look?
Yes, of course. I usually do the check. You can check this week. Tell us what's going on. Well, don't just tap him. Explain.
He's here.
Whereabouts?
There.
Show me.
There.
I can't see him at all.
Well, that's on you.
There's a little bit more condensation in the thing today. Like, it looks like there's a little bit like condensation in there. Stop tapping him. He doesn't...
I want him to wake up.
He may be a gentle...
Perform!
Don't be horrible to him, man.
He's sleeping.
Any on the sides this week?
Fun fact, we feed all these worms to pigeons.
No, we don't. We don't do that.
Oh, there's one here too. That might be the same worm. Oh,
we've got several. We've got quite a few at the moment.
There's a clump here. Oh, man. How do they do it, worms? Eh?
When the planet explodes, they'll turn into little worm fragments, but they'll all grow into individual worms. But yeah, there he is. Yeah. Big, juicy boy right there. Oh, my God. The outside is wet. What the fuck is wrong with your hands? Why is it outside of the thing wet?
Clammy hands, man.
That's horrible.
I just have clammy hands. I'm just a sweaty, you know.
Oh
that.
My God, it's so wet.
Probably not that. Okay.
No, it's seriously. It's probably I'm putting that down. That really disturbed me.
I wasn't that. They're not that clammy. They're not that clammy.
He's got a horrible wet enclosure. So, yeah, that's it. Feel free to subscribe.
We're going to move on over to the Patreon now.
You're getting a whole new episode about the same length every single week. That I'm saying for
and a little
seven,
bit looser
$7
too. A little bit looser.
We get a little looser.
Right then, well, we're going to move on over to the Patreon. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you there.